the condition of you getting your daughter back was that you enter an inpatient facility.
A mother struggled to get clean.
This is a sober living facility, so there are no drugs permitted.
But did she follow the code?
Your drug test was positive.
Correct.
What did you have in your room?
I didn't have no medications in my room.
What drugs found in her room?
Yes.
When was the last time you were drug tested?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shamika Wilson is suing her former sober house landlord, Michael Ray, for an illegal eviction and trespassing. Michael says Shamika failed a drug test.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 433 on the calendar in the matter of Wilson versus Ray.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Wilson, you were living in the defendant's sober living facility, and your complaint alleges that you were unceremoniously, without just cause, evicted from that facility. You want your rent back. You want cost of eviction. You say Mr. Ray has some of your property. You want damages for intimidation, and you want almost $5,000. Mr. Ray says that you violated the rules of the facility, you were kicked out, and there are no refunds. That's pretty much your defense. Is that right? Okay. What prompted you to look for a sober living facility?
November 29th of 2012, I went into Acton Rehab, and I did a three-month program. I had to extend because I needed to find a place to stay.
You went into a three-month inpatient facility.
Yes.
Was that court ordered?
No, it wasn't court ordered.
What got you there?
A case was open.
What case?
From DCFS.
From the Department of Social Services, or the Division of Child Welfare Services. You have children in foster care?
Yes, my daughter, but I have custody back of her.
How old is your child?
She's four.
In what month and year was she removed from your custody?
It was April of 2012.
Who were you living with when your daughter was removed from your custody?
Myself. I had my own house.
And I assume that the condition of you getting your daughter back was that you enter an inpatient facility.
I was told that if I did that, I could get my daughter back faster. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that, so I waited about a month or so until I decided if it was a good thing for me to do. And so I went.
How long was the program?
3 months.
Was that how long the program was, or was that how long you spent there?
That's how long the program is.
And after you leave the program, are you supposed to go to a sober living facility?
No.
Was that your choice?
Yes.
What month did you enter Mr. Ray's sober living facility?
March 8th, 2013.
And on what day were you evicted from his program?
May 5th. 2013.
And you were evicted from his program allegedly because you violated the rules of the facility. Is that correct?
Yes.
And this is a sober living facility, so there are no drugs permitted on the facility unless you have a prescription by a licensed physician, I assume, for the whatever medication that is. Is that correct, Mr. Ray?
And there are certain medications that are prescribed that we won't even accept.
Even if they're prescribed?
Correct.
And is that laid out in a flyer or
in an agreement? Form.
In a form?
Yeah.
Do you have a copy of that form?
Yes, ma'am.
That Ms. Wilson signed?
I don't have a signed copy. I have a blank copy.
Can I see it, please?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened on May 5th, Ms. Wilson?
May I say something about the contract, the rental agreement? When I signed the rental agreement and read it on March 9th, I read it, I initialed it, and while I was doing this, I asked the manager, Lady Linda, if I can get a copy of it, and she told me no. So I asked her, I said, well, can I take it and get a copy myself? Because I'm supposed to have a copy of anything that I signed.
Ms. Wilson, what happened on May 5th?
I had tickets to go to the Price is Right. I had got them back in late March, and I told Linda the night before that I was going to the Price is Right. It didn't dawn on me that the house meeting is on Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Just a second. So there's a house meeting on Sunday.
Correct.
And March 5th was a Sunday.
Correct.
And what you're telling me is you got tickets to be an audience member?
Yes.
Where is that?
The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Where is the Price is Right?
No, don't ask her. Look at me.
I have the tickets right here. The Price is Right is in Hollywood, California.
I'd like to see that bird. Would you give that to me?
Okay, and this is the shirt that...
Don't give me a shirt. I don't care about a shirt.
Okay.
Didn't know The Price is Right could afford to shoot on Sunday. Must be very pricey. Okay. So now you went to The Price is Right, and you missed the Sunday meeting.
Correct.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
And you knew you were required to go to the Sunday meeting.
Correct.
Go ahead.
We went to The Price is Right. We got back about 3 o'clock. I came in. I put my things down. I used the bathroom. I vacuumed the floor, which was a chore of mine. And after I finished, I went outside to make a telephone call. When I came back in, Dave was sitting on the couch. No, this is the male manager at the Sober Living. And he was holding the cup up, and he said, I need your pee right now. I was like, okay. So I end up, you know, going in the bathroom, and I came back out and told Dave, here you go. He told me to put it in the bathroom. So I put it in the bathroom. Then he got up, and he was going to the bathroom, and he was proceeding to close the door. And I was like, you're supposed to allow me to watch you test my urine. And he slammed the door. So he comes back out, and I told him that again. I'm like, you're supposed to let me see.
Is what you're telling me that, according to the defendant, you had a positive drug test?
He said it was positive.
Just a second. Don't tell me what he said. According to you, you were advised that your drug test was positive.
Correct.
Do you have a copy of that drug test?
No.
Why not?
Because we collect urine, and it's in a cup. It's all printed on the cup. So if we were to keep those tests, it would be a stinky mess.
If there is a positive for any kind of drug, the cup turns a different color, or
it's a 25-panel test that comes with the cup, and it's on the cup. We do a lot of drug testing, so to save all those drug tests.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were advised. No. At some other point after you did this drug test, Mr. Ray or one of his agents searched your room. Answer my question, because that's what you're complaining about. I'm reading your complaint. And what did you have in your room?
I didn't have no medications in my room. Linda had my medications in a bag locked up in her room.
What drugs found in her room?
Yes.
Who found them?
Management, Linda.
Is that person here?
No.
Then it doesn't exist. Why isn't that person here?
Linda was the female manager at the time. She moved out of town.
Well, I can't help you, Mr. Ray. She says there were no drugs found in her room.
Donna was the assistant manager at the time.
Okay. Do you have any personal information about that? Not from what anybody told you, but your own personal information.
Yes,
Linda is the manager who's not here. So you can't tell me what she said to you. Do you understand that?
This is not what she said to me. She showed me a prescription bottle of Norco.
Norco?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad she showed it to you. We don't know where she got it from. We don't know who she got it from. We don't know anything else about that. Now, Ms. Wilson, how many people live in the sober living facility? Because let me assume for the purpose of this, because he didn't bring the right witnesses, nor did he bring any evidence, because he says he doesn't save it. So then I have to come back to you, because since he doesn't have any witnesses, did you pay May's rent?
Yes.
And you want that back? Just answer my question. Did you pay May's rent?
Yes.
Show me.
Did she pay May's rent?
To my knowledge, yes.
Fine, then he acknowledges it. You don't even have to find that. And May's rent was how much?
He was working with me.
How much did you pay in May?
$175.
And you evicted in May, the first couple of days. May 5th is
correct.
When you were told to leave. Okay. I mean, you want a whole bunch of other things. Trespass, all this other nonsense. And I'm going to get to that in a second.
May I say something?
Sure.
I was suing from 5/6/2013 to the end of May, which is 5/31.
I don't care what you were suing for. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
They run a sober living facility. That's how Mr. Ray makes his living.
Okay.
Can you think of any reason, because you were there in March, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were there in April.
Correct.
Right? He didn't evict you in March.
No.
He didn't evict you in April.
No.
Well, what happened in May that you would think would make this man take such precipitous action against you in the beginning of May Did you have a fight with him?
No, it wasn't him.
Who did you have a fight with?
I had arguments with Linda and Dave, and both of those are managers.
Just a second. You had arguments with them about what?
Linda, about missing the meeting on Sunday.
Okay, so you broke the rule. You didn't go to the meeting on Sunday.
Correct.
You went to the Price is Right on Sunday. So that you had an argument with her, and what else?
And Dave. When he came out with the urine, he was walking towards Linda's room, and I was told him again, I was like, I'm supposed to be able to watch you test my pee. He said, I've been doing this for 7 years. Don't tell me what to do. And he's like, I'm tired of yours.
You're talking about the day, May 5th. I'm talking about before that, Miss Wilson.
No, I didn't get into any arguments.
No, nothing. So there would be no reason other than your behavior on May 5th that would have caused him to cut off a piece of his business, because you're his business. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if there's nothing wrong. And he allowed you to move into his facility, so nothing was wrong in March. Nothing was wrong in all of April. It was your conduct in May that caused you to be evicted.
No.
Because this is, of course it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because I went to the Price is Right and I missed the house meeting.
But yeah, baloney.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
you chased her outside, and you were wearing those pink boots and ruined your boots. And these are very special boots.
That's not exactly how it happened, but correct.
Well, how did your boots get damaged?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shamika Wilson says former sober house landlord Michael Ray illegally evicted her. Michael claims Shamika failed a drug test.
Now, when was the last time you were drug tested?
I got drug tested actually May 6th.
Now, I'm talking about recently, month.
Yes, I tested twice this month. I take random drug testing for Department of Social Services. I get tested like every other
week. Let me tell you why you have to give her back $175. You have to give her back her May's rent because you don't have any evidence. Do you understand?
Yes,
ma'am. But I'm not an idiot. They don't, you know, keep judges around, I hope, that are idiots. Put your hand down. Because he's required to keep a clean facility. That's what keeps him a sober living facility. If he allows people who have dirty urine and miss the meetings and miss the rules.
He ran into someone that drinks. Every night the guy would have alcohol with his dinner.
Don't tell me about somebody was worse. I'm not interested in somebody who was worse.
But I'm saying he's drinking alcohol on the property.
Then, if you don't like the facility, leave. But I'm not an idiot.
No, it didn't bother me. I'm just saying, it's supposed to be a...
Miss Wilson, this is not your big payday. You may have gone to the Price is Right on a Sunday for a Sunday taping, but I'm going to tell you right now, today is not your big payday. The only reason you're getting $175 is because he has no evidence. And if he brought the right witnesses, you probably wouldn't have gotten your $175 back either. Because according to the rules, if you break the rules, you're not entitled to a refund. And according to you, you broke the rules because you didn't go to the Sunday meeting and you went to the Price is Right. You didn't go to a funeral or to a hospital.
The
you broke the rules. That's
law
my ruling.
That
toodaloo. Goodbye. That's
it. Other things.
Thank you.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
It was her behavior that got her kicked out.
Just kicked me out. I didn't have nowhere to go.
And her dirty drug test. Her actions only.
Because I was taking pain medication for my back.
We stand strong in our decision to kick her out.
What have I learned? I can't even say right now.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Minardi versus Borden. Step forward.
Elizabeth Minardi is suing her sister-in-law's former personal care aide, 22-year-old Emily Borden, for destroying her boots when she purposely drenched her with snow.
All right, let me lay this case out as best I see it from the complaint and answers. Miss Minardi, the defendant used to work for your sister-in-law as a caregiver.
Correct.
How long did you work for her?
About 2 months.
Generally speaking, and this is very generally, you believed, for one reason or another, that the defendant had stolen some property or money from your sister-in-law.
Correct.
You confronted her. She left the house. On what date did this happen?
February 12th.
So when you confronted her, she got annoyed and said, I'm leaving?
She didn't say anything.
She just left.
Correct.
She had been taking care of your sister-in-law for 2 months, so you knew how to get in touch with her.
Correct.
You had her cell phone number.
Correct.
You knew where she lived.
Correct.
What you decided to do was to chase her outside so she couldn't get away before you called the police, because what you were going to do is call the police, or you had called the police, but you chased her outside to try to stop her, and you were blocking her car so she couldn't leave, and you were wearing those pink boots, and it was snowing, and in order for her to leave, her tires, according to your complaint, got sort of stuck in the snow and the schmutz and the dirt and the gravel and ruined your boots. And these are very special boots, one-of-a-kind boots that you purchased for breast cancer. So you want her to be responsible for your boots. That's what the case is about.
That's not exactly how it happened, but correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What did you walk outside at all for?
Because I was already on the phone with the detective that was handling this case.
So, what are you doing outside?
Because she had taken money off the kitchen table and walked out the door at the same time.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Elizabeth Minardi says her sister-in-law's former personal care aide, Emily Borden, destroyed her boots when she purposely drenched her with snow. Emily is countersuing for lost wages and an assault.
Well, let's get to the core of how it happened. Mm-hmm. You didn't want her to leave, so you blocked her car.
Not correct.
Well, how did your boots get damaged?
She was walking out the door.
Correct.
I walked out the front door to see where she was going.
Yes.
I was standing next to her car.
Yes.
She proceeded to get in her car and try and leave the premises.
Yes.
There was a car on one side of her and a 4-foot snowbank on the other side of
her. Yes.
She got in her car, proceeded to look at me and say, I can't do this, I have a son at home, and took off up over the snowbank and drenched me in snow. I didn't block her car from leaving. I didn't try and stop her from leaving.
When I told her I was going to call the police, she fled to her car.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want her to run away, so I followed her. That's what you said.
Correct.
I can read.
Correct.
She hopped in the driver's seat and gunned the gas. Her wheel started spinning in the snowbank, and snow and ice and muck were flying from the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
You have no case. None. She's not responsible for your boots. She's responsible for nothing. If you believe that she stole anything from your sister-in-law, and if you have proof that she stole from your sister-in-law, pay careful attention. You call the police. You had her cell phone number. You knew where she was living. It's not your job to walk outside. Not your job. Why is it your job to walk outside? What did you walk outside at all for?
Because I thought that she was going to come back in. She knew
No, she went. Well, you mean she thought she was going to come back in? She walked outside and got in her car. Why didn't you just stay inside?
Because I was already on the phone with the detective that was handling this case.
So, from the inside of your house, what are you doing outside?
Because she had taken money off the kitchen table and walked out the door at the same time, and I walked out to see where she was going.
Miss Minardi, I don't believe you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
I don't believe you, and you're not following what I'm saying to you. If you think somebody has committed a crime, what your job is to call the police and say, I think that there has been a theft. This is the person. I mean, it wasn't as if there was a bloody body there. We're talking about property, money. So she doesn't owe you a thing. Should have stayed in the house, called the police. Were you ever arrested for theft?
No, Your Honor, it's an open...
Just a second. So, with regard to this incident that happened in February, you were never arrested for theft?
No.
Did you file a complaint for theft?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a copy of that complaint?
I don't. There's an open case right now in August that she confessed to.
I have an open criminal case that I'm not allowed to speak about.
So what are you doing here?
We're here for the boots, but I did put a counterclaim in for lost wages and assault.
Well, how do you expect to talk about the lost wages and assault if, in fact, you did steal from her sister-in-law, which I'm not going to question you about at all now, then she had an absolute right to fire you.
I quit my job after the argument inside the home.
Who cares? So, there you have no countersuit. Goodbye, both of you. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
All I did was walk out the front door. It wasn't my fault that she fled.
I didn't want my brand new car getting damaged like they threatened.
Because she didn't want to be arrested at the house for something that she did wrong.
And also, I needed to leave the property.
She didn't want to be arrested. She didn't want her car left there.
She tried dragging me out of my car numerous times while I was trying to leave the driveway.
She knew that the cops were going to come for her, and she didn't want to be arrested at the house.
I'm just happy I'm not responsible for pink boots that apparently aren't even damaged.